gilds the skies. My heart awakening cries, may Jesus Christ be praised. A lark at work and pray, to Jesus I repair. May Jesus Christ be praised. And one way we do that is to praise God as we greet one another with God's peace, which is also a gift. So take some time to do that. Maybe shake hands, a wave, peace sign, whatever. Hi. Good to see you, Timmy. Forget it. Yes, I wrote it down. Lots of younger ones today. Lots of younger ones here. Of course, you get my age, everyone's younger, right? Joys and concerns. You know, the back of the bulletin, I wrote some things down, and I want to add to it if we have to do that, but maybe not. Evidently, you know, it says on the back of the bulletin that our church is now available to watch on our website. We have a new website. Thank you, Peg. But it's not a camera. There'll be pictures, I understand it, but audio only. Maybe we'll get to the pictures or something that someday. I don't know. Thank you for doing that. Of course, this time... Oh, I want to say congratulations because they had a big celebration last Sunday, right, Doris? 70 years of marriage to you and Orby. Huh? On October 1st, but you celebrated already, yeah. And then one is going to be 90 and one's going to be 95. Should we say which? Orville was 95, yeah. And you hit her already. Congratulations to you and Orby. And he listens at home, we think, some way through magic. I don't know how that works. Also, Charlie Stockman, I saw his picture in the paper. The class of 1949? Oh, he's right there. Congratulations. Amazing. Celebrating 49. Looks like there was quite a crew, too, there with you. Class of 1949. That'd have been Glencoe then? Yeah. Okay. And, another Charlie Kirk, we mourn his loss, who was shot this past week again. And I always say, remember, there's really only been one sacrifice. And because of Jesus' sacrifice, death on the cross, he said, it's finished. To me, that meant there's really no power in violence. And of course, out and outright shooting someone or a group is definitely violence. It doesn't lead to any good as far as I'm concerned. Other concerns, joys? Huh?
I have joy.
Okay, a joy, Sandra. Okay.
Donovan's fiance, Shelley.
Yes.
Made it through 13 hours of surgery.
Whoa.
On Friday, and she's recovering fine.
Good.
They got all the cancer out.
Donovan's wife had cancer surgery, and after 13 hours, she's doing fine. That's good to hear. Yeah. They both live in Hutchinson, don't they? Yeah, right, yeah. Other joys and concerns? So glad to see all these younger ones, and this is all because of, well, Mason's the star for the show, so to speak, today. We're going to have a baptism, and we're going to do that right now, unless anyone else has some announcements or joys or concerns. Okay, so come up, the parents and the sponsors. Is this how you want us all to stand? Is that okay, or doesn't matter? Okay. Well, the important thing is the words of Jesus recorded in the Gospels about the time when they were bringing children to Jesus, that Jesus might touch them. The disciples rebuked them. Can you imagine that? And Jesus saw this, and he said, with great indignant, see? Let the children come to me, for to such belongs the realm of God. Whoever does not receive the realm of God like a child shall not enter it. And Jesus took them in his arms and blessed them, and laying his hands upon them. How you doing? It's getting a mouthful there, yeah. Okay. Just a reminder to us all that the sacrament, meaning very special, sacred thing, is an outward and a visible sign of the grace of God. And as much of the promise of the gospel is not only to us but to our children, baptism with water and the Holy Spirit is the mark of their acceptance into the care of Christ's church. It's a sign and a seal of their participation in God's forgiveness and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship. It's an obvious question. Just like when you got married, we ask, do you desire to have Tyler? Not Tyler. forget it again. Mason. Mason baptized. And if so, say, we do. Yeah. And will you encourage him to renounce the powers of evil and to receive the freedom of new life in Christ? If so, say, we will with the help of God. And to the parents and the sponsors, will you teach him that he may be led to profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If so, say, we will with the help of God. And do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciples, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, and to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and the word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, we do with the help of God. And do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow with Mason in the Christian faith, to help him to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, by celebrating Christ's presence, by furthering Christ's mission in all the world, and by offering the nurture of the Christian church so that he may affirm his baptism in what we call here confirmation, if so say we do, with the help of God. To you, the congregation assembled here today, Jesus Christ calls us to make disciples of all nations and to offer them the gift of grace in baptism. So to you who witness and celebrate this sacrament, promise your love, support, and care to Mason about to be baptized. If so, say, we promise our love, support, and care. Blessed by your Holy Spirit, God, this water, by your Holy Spirit, save those who confess the name of Jesus Christ, that sin may have no power over them. Create new life in Mason, baptized this day, that he may rise in Christ. Glory to you, eternal God, to one who was and is and always shall be. Amen. So if you could hold him right over here. Mason, you are baptized in the name of the God whom we call Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Yeah. Really got him eating there. And mm-hmm. Yeah. I held him up once.
Yeah.
Mason? Yeah. You are baptized in the name of Christ. You're a child of God, a member of the church, and a disciple of Christ. Sing with me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells you so. Little ones to him belong. We are weak, but God is strong. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so. I just want to hold on to him for a while. But this is our president coming here, the church congregation. He has some gifting to do. Yeah. Oh, you missed that already now, huh? Okay, sure. We'll get it for you. Yep, we'll get it for you. Mm-hmm. Bless, O God, this family, Mason. Thank you for the sponsors. Thank you for this church, for the parents and the grandparents, and may he have many good friends. May he grow up to be strong and healthy, always considering others. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You take this too. It's part of the gift. Congratulations. It's a little wet. Yeah. Thank you. Of course, we have been worshiping now, so we continue that in our what we call a call to worship. God looks upon humankind to see if any are wise. Who is seeking after God above all else? Jesus Christ for wisdom and truth. We reach out to be strengthened for service. The winds of God blow among us to winnow and cleanse. They sweep through our midst in judgment. Have mercy on us, O God, and wash away our sin. And do not let your wrath be borne against us. Of course, words from our psalm today. Remember your promises to us, O God. Create in us clean hearts and renewed spirits. We seek to know you and to grow in understanding. Comfort us here and light our way out of the void. We pray together on the next page by saying these words. Hear our cries, O God, for we recognize our need for your mercy. We are fearful to encounter you, yet we cannot live without you. We are like lost sheep who have wandered away from the best we know and cannot find our way back. We want you to find us, but we fear your punishment. Come, Good Shepherd, to rescue us from ourselves. So be it. When I pray these prayers with you all, I'm even more mindful as the years go by that it's for all of us, all around the world, we human beings who are God's children, and how God always knows that and says, keep on keeping on. I love you. We're family. So we pray this prayer of confession in all humility to say this. We have been fools. We have said it in our hearts. There's no God. Our deeds deny you. Our plans do not include you. We grumble and complain, criticizing those who embody your love for all people. We have turned aside from the way you command. Our greed is robbing this fruitful land, creating a desert. The world is full of suffering people whom we ignore. Oh God, is there any hope for us? Amen. And know that we are set free to do good things. We are pardoned. And we sing about this immortal, invisible, only wise God. Number 33. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Immortal, unhasting, and silent of light, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high, soaring above the clouds which are fountains, and goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and all life thou livest, the ruler of all. Thy wisdom so boundless, thy mercy so free, eternal thy goodness for naught in thee. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all trailing their sight. All praise we would render, oh help, let us see. Eternal self-lender of light, hide at thee. Time to hear something about this letter that Paul wrote to his good friend and helper, Timothy, as far as we know. Thanks, Jim, for being voluntary. Seeing no one had signed up again. Hint, hint.
Our reading this morning is dedicated to the Winchittle family.
Amen.
We welcome you, and we certainly welcome your new son.
Amen.
A reading from Paul's first letter to Timothy, in which he says, I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he considered me faithful and appointed me to his service. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience as an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Jim. Do they still talk about the three R's, learning the three R's in school? Reading, writing, and arithmetic? They should have included a fourth one to say spelling, maybe, since writing and arithmetic don't start with R's, just the R sound. But that's okay. You know, in the church, we have three R's too. Rest, restoration, and renewal, purpose of worship. Today's, we don't have three R's, we have three G's, if you will. God's gracious gift. I want to touch on three briefly. First of all, God. Well, by the way, some people love football. You love football, right? But you know, the first sport mentioned in the Bible is not football. It's what? Nobody knows? Why is that? Turn to Genesis 1. In the beginning. Few got that. In the beginning. In the beginning, God created. Sometimes there's a lot of words we can say for God. Elohim is a Hebrew word. We can say creator. We can say father. Some say father, mother. We can say the Holy One. The mysterious one. But I tell myself, always remember, Brian, You are here, not of yourself. You are here alive on this planet because of God, the creator of all that is. We are here because of the three: Father, Son, Holy Spirit, creator, redeemer, sustainer, you could say. God's actions in three different forms. Above all is this graciousness that's poured out, still is being poured out, the Holy Spirit, on all, no matter what, no matter who, no matter how much we feel we don't deserve it, because we don't. It's undeserved. It's unrequited love, in fact, that we cannot possibly return that love to God the way God, we are loved by God. This undeserved, unrequited love is expressed in graciousness. Now, in the Hebrew text, what we call the old, I like to say older testament, the word is chesed. H-E-S-E-D, as we might translate it into English, means simply mercy. In the Newer Testament, or the New Testament, or sometimes we say the Christian scriptures, the word is charis, or charos, meaning charity, translated from the Greek, meaning true love that gives and gives and gives and doesn't expect or require anything back. Love that keeps being poured out. Graciousness. Last Sunday we sang it again. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Now that sounds bad, doesn't it? Sounds evil. Oh, wretchedness. Really what it means is homeless. Kind of lost. Wandering aimlessly around, perhaps looking for guidance from all kinds of sources nowadays. But it means aimless. We have a God who seeks after us. Our gospel lesson today is the story of the son who was lost, and then the sheep that was lost, the one sheep. Shepherd counted at night, supposed to be 100, only 99. I got to go look for that lost one. That's God. This also covers a lost coin. A woman lost a coin. She searches everywhere until she finds it. That's God. Looking for the homeless. God's gracious gift. Also important to remember that. It's a gift. It's given. Paul himself, who was referred to just a moment ago. It's by grace, God's gracious gift, that we are saved, not by our actions have we been saved. Romans 3, verse 23 says, all have sinned. I know some of you have heard this story, but it sticks in my mind. Most of you probably haven't. When I was in college, I worked for John. I wish I could remember his last name. He's long since deceased. But when I was in college in Vermilion, South Dakota, I worked, I suppose it was part-time, became full-time in the summer, as a carpenter's helper. I don't know what else to call that, but I was the guy that did what he was told. Get this tool, get this tool. Can you finish hammering this or whatever? Or put some screws in here. John, he knew a lot about carpentry. He worked for people. He worked for himself, but he worked for people. And we would ride to and fro work together. And one day after I'd worked about 5 or 6 weeks, I think it was, we got to talking about the world, the present situation. And of course, then it was a lot of mumbling and grumbling about them. I always think of that joke when we talk about them, about the two friends that are talking, are good friends. One good friend says to the other, he says, "You know, I think everybody in this world is just a little bit off except me and you. And sometimes I don't know about you." That's our situation. That's the short-sighted seeing that we're in. But John said this from the Bible, and he didn't go to church. His wife went all the time, but he was one that didn't go. But as we were talking about this situation, he says, yeah, in the Bible, all have sinned. And I think he included himself in this. And I was kind of stunned to hear him say that because, quote from the Bible, when we're riding home from work. And I should have finished that saying, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but what? Hint, the third G, the gift of God is salvation through Jesus Christ. We are saved by grace, by God's gracious gift, and we need to receive it as a gift. We've talked a lot about Paul, and I just want to close by reminding myself again, this church's and many churches across the world, all over the world, have St. Paul at the beginning of their church. Every Sunday I write out a check to St. Paul's United Church of Christ. Some just say St. Paul with no plural there, with no apostrophe. It means the same thing, St. Paul. Didn't you hear what Jim read? He didn't call himself a saint then. He said, "I'm the least." And then he went on to admit his past failings. You know, he was one who would round up the Christians because they were a threat to the government. They weren't good. They were, well, strangers in their own land. They didn't fit in with Roman rule. They didn't believe in military action. They preached and taught and loved, even to the point of death, God's nonviolent love for friend and foe, for friend and enemy. He said, "I was rounding those people up. They were dying because of me." Then he has this vision. He's walking along the Damascus Road, flash of lightning, hears a voice and said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Paul said, "I don't even know who you are." And then he says, "I'm Jesus, whom you persecute." Whoa, didn't that ever change his life? Once was blinded, but now I see. He understood that Christ came to save sinners even like him. And he writes this beautiful letter to Timothy, and he writes other letters as well. "Have mercy on me." I'm going to include a little song. You have it in there. Let's sing this together. We've sung it before. One of my favorite psalms. "Have mercy on me, according to your unfailing love. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgression. Create a pure heart in me, God, and renew a steady spirit in me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, blot out my transgressions, blot out my transgressions. We say statements of faith 3 times each month. Each one is a little different one. This time it's in your hymnal. It's in the inside cover. It's the UCC, or United Church of Christ, Statement of Faith from 1959. Many of you probably memorized this in confirmation. Let's say to one another, and with the idea that God is listening, to say, we believe in God, the Eternal Spirit, Father of our Savior Jesus Christ and our Father, and to his deeds we testify. He calls the worlds into being, creates man in his own image, and sets before him the ways of life and death. He seeks to save in holy love all people from aimlessness and sin. He judges men and nations by his righteous will, declared through prophets and apostles. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Savior, he has come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death and reconciling the world to himself. He bestows upon us his Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. He calls us into his church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be his servants in the service of us, to proclaim the gospel to all the world and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. He promises to all who trust him forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, his presence in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in his kingdom, which has no end. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto you. Amen. Our prayer hymn is 479. Calling. Why should we linger and heed not his coming for you and for me? Come home, come home, while you are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. But she keeps playing and we keep singing. Passing from you and for me, shadows are gathering, death's night is coming, coming for you. Come home, come home, all who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, all sinners, come home. She plays and we pray. But keep it handy, because we'll come back to that fourth stanza. Yes, we realize that we are a prayer from the earth to you. No matter if we talk or listen, may we know that you are listening. And we asked even silently and without knowing it many times to bless or to make holy or sacred our words. Help us to see and to feel the sacredness of the creation. All the four-leggeds, the ones that swim, the ones that fly, the ones we can't even see, the ones, all the life in the bottom of the ocean itself, the air and the water. From all directions, we are reminded of your presence, of your creation, and how we are to tread lightly on the planet. Help us, O God, to know we're all in the same boat, and that you're with us in that boat. May you command, keep us afloat. Keep us safe. All the shootings, it's so sad. Not only Charlie Kirk, not only him and his efforts, to have discussions, to listen, and may we know what politics really means, being polite, listening to one another, respecting each other's opinions. Help us to turn to your word, and especially to the word of Christ, who was in the beginning with God. And the world didn't know him when he came. Not that we know everything now. But we know, he said, it is finished, this violence. May we all share responsibility. Thank you. We can celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, class reunions, good health, little children, younger disciples. Oh, to be younger, and with eyes wide, wanting to soak in what we see. And to gaze in wonder at life. We hold this prayer, and even though we say it over and over and over again, we remember that Jesus taught us to pray something like this, to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised. Promise for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home, come home. You are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. I ask that we would stand, sing Praise God from whom all blessings flow, as we bring our offerings to the altar, keeping in mind that we in a self, ourselves come in a sense. We stand and sing Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly host, Creator Christ and Holy Ghost. Amen. Join me as we pray together to say, because we have been blessed by you, O God, we are delighted to share. Because there are many who do not enjoy your bounty, we search for ways to help them. Thank you for showing us the way of mercy and patient example, the way of generosity and self-forgetful service, the way of faithfulness and joyous celebration. Bless us and our offerings, we pray. Amen. We give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is yours alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning the everlasting arms. Leaning, safe from, secure from all alarms. Everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how that going through day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting. Before we sing that third stanza, just keep, before we sing the third stanza, I just want to say this, before we sing the third stanza, got several little children here, and I think that they're in the arms of one of their parents. And wow. Okay, sorry. Give me a chance to tune up too. Okay, third stanza. One, two. What am I to run? What am I to lean on the everlasting arms? I am blessed in peace with my Lord to steer. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm about to pronounce a benediction, but I do want to say, how about, you know, you being the first ones to go out, and then the ones that go by, if they want to wake them up or no. But let the at least a couple go out first and follow them. But may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Just follow me.